President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying now he will temporarily hold off on strikes. He spoke at a safety task force meeting in Memphis.
As I announced earlier, based on preliminary conversations between the United States and Iran over the past 2 days, I've directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran.
He says the U.S. and Iran are having good discussions that could lead to a deal to end the fighting.
And so we're giving it 5 days, and then we're going to see where that takes us. And I would say at the end of this period, I think it could very well end up being a very good deal for everybody, as good as if we went all the way and just literally annihilated the place, which if we don't have to do that, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
Trump's announcement was welcomed by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Well, my very strong view is we need to de-escalate and bring an end to this conflict as swiftly as possible. And we've been working with a number of countries in that regard. And to that end, I welcome the talks reported between the US and Iran. And to be clear with the committee, we, the UK, were aware that was happening. And the immediate priority has to be a swift resolution of the conflict.
Talks between the U.S. and Iran would be good news, but Iran is throwing water on the claim. Two Iranian news agencies close to Iran's Revolutionary Guard say there have been no negotiations with Washington. An Iranian parliament speaker wrote a message on social media saying fake news is used to manipulate the financial and oil markets. And indeed, oil prices did drop after Trump's announcement. Speaking to reporters in Florida, Trump said the U.S. is negotiating with an unnamed Iranian official.
But we're dealing with some people that I find to be very reasonable, very solid. The people within know who they are. They're very respected. And maybe one of them will be exactly what we're looking for. Look at Venezuela, how well that's working out.
Trump says Iran badly wants to make a deal, and Trump has long boasted of being a deal maker, just as he boasts of being a peace president.
No, we have a very serious chance of making a deal. That doesn't guarantee anything. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm not going to come out here in a week or 2 weeks and have you all say, oh, you said, I didn't say anything. All I'm saying is we are in the throes of a real possibility of making a deal, and I think if I were a betting man, I'd bet for it. But again, I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Trump is suggesting that the talks could lead to the U.S. taking over Iran's enriched uranium. And of course, the opening of the Strait of Hormuz is key. A reporter asked Trump who will be in charge of the strait.
Maybe me. Me and the Ayatollah, whoever the Ayatollah is, whoever the next Ayatollah. Look, and there'll also be a form of a very serious form of a regime change.
Talks or no talks, deal or no deal, the war continues. The United Nations is warning about the effects of the war on the global economy, with the Strait of Hormuz in the crosshairs of a geopolitical conflict that has shut a key path for the flow of oil and other commercial shipping. Frida Yosef is with the UN Conference on Trade and Development.
It's affecting transport, it's affecting energy, it's affecting food, and also cost and availability of all these. So these all together would have an impact on the public finance of countries as well as on cost of living.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.